Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Peter with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, nominees for Queensland's 36th annual Matilda Awards are announced. The awards celebrate talent in Queensland's arts organisations, actors, composers, designers and directors. Matilda Awards lead judge Sue Ryder says 19 of the 100 shows reviewed by the panel were from outside Brisbane, which is an increase in regional works from previous years. The awards will take place at the Brisbane Powerhouse on the 26th of February.
And a building industry association warns that key construction products are set to spike in February. Master Builders Queensland regional manager Dean Phillips tells the ABC leading retailers are indicating a variety of rising costs. Phillips says tool prices will increase, as well as bathroom, gyprock, concrete and fibre cement products.
In national news, over 15,000 animals are still trapped on a ship off the Western Australian coast. The live export vessel MV Bahija was diverted back to Fremantle from the Red Sea due to concerns about security, but is yet to dock. RSPCA Western Australia Executive Ben Cave tells the ABC the government has no coherent plan for the welfare of the animals. The Department of Agriculture says in a statement it needs to assess available options before it makes comment.
And the cost of living crisis is hitting harder in regional communities than in towns. Professor of Economics at Griffith University Chris Fleming tells the ABC areas that are further away from ports have higher transport costs, and these costs are fronted by consumers. Fleming says this creates a cycle in communities where wages are lower than in capital cities. People will be spending a large sum of their income on basic living expenses and less on other things like healthcare. Michael Harsh, manager of Food Bank in Alice Springs, says demand for relief has never been higher.
In international news, Japan's lunar probes regain power after 9 days. The Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, otherwise known as JAXA, re-established communication to its slim lunar probe on the moon late on Sunday. According to JAXA, the probe lost power because the solar panels were at the wrong angle, stating the probe likely regained power because of a change in the sunlight's direction. The probe touched down 55 metres off its target, toppled in a crater after losing thrust in one of its engines during landing, and could not immediately generate power. JAXA's operation on the moon has no clear end date at this point.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger rating, but the UV index is predicted to reach 14 in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.